Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hope everyone had a great Halloween. That was so much fun filming as Where's Waldo last week.
Yeah, just a little cheers.
Oh, yeah, with our Owalas.
Just a nice little cheers.
To our Owalas.
I forgot mine. Well, you know what?
Why does yours say Natalie?
Okay. This is definitely Natalie.
Thanks again, Owala.
Thanks Owala. I took my first sip out of it in the car.
Was it life-changing?
Yeah, but I feel like I'm not used to this kind of straw, so every time I do it, I feel like I'm like...
are you straws?
Yeah, straw sipping.
Are you sucking or gulping?
I'm sucking.
We're sucking and we're gulping.
We're doing it all.
Are you a middle of the night drinker?
Yes.
No.
Okay, in the middle of the night, I'm not sucking. I'm gulping.
Oh no, really? I'm always sucking.
That's requiring too much. Like,
no, it's so much easier because at night you don't have to do a full tilt. You just
yeah, that's what I like about
like
it.
Like the heftiness in the middle of the night of getting an
it's
arm workout.
So
in.
Heavy.
It's so heavy.
I think sucking requires more
energy,
more muscles.
Well,
than...
you yeah, know.
It does. It does. That should be their slogan: sucking and gulping. Take your pick.
Do you do two hands or one hand?
No, I usually do one hand, and I set it down, and I miss the dresser, and it drops out. I'm like,
and then it's just a clunk, clunk.
And guess what? It doesn't spill.
Carly got a silencer for hers.
It's a little rubber. James Bond.
Yeah, they are illegal, but
it's
I did
a rubber mattress.
One.
So when you put it down, it doesn't make a
ding.
Yeah,
which I'm obsessed with.
And it's Owala branded.
Yeah, it's from their
wow.
thing.
Wow,
that's what I mean. Like you could buy the extra. We're literally a brand deal from Owala.
Do you have a cup holder adjustment in your car?
No, but I just
game
like,
changer.
I just like throw it on the seat next to me. I don't really care.
Yeah, and then you hit the brakes, and then you're like, fuck!
It becomes a projectile and will kill you if you're driving.
No, get a cup holder like adjuster that fits that.
I'm good. I don't want to be a nerd.
No, it's nice. It's like a little one that then expands into a bigger one.
I know.
One.
I've seen them. They're probably pretty nifty.
They're pretty great. My Owala went missing.
Yeah, well, where is
it? I left it at the gym. And then, and I've done it twice.
Have you asked them?
Yes. First time they found it. Second time.
Well, didn't you get another one?
Yes, I did.
But not the original.
That looks like Matt.
The one that got us so many views on our
you
TikTok.
You should drop a little air tag in yours.
You think so?
Like on the inside.
Have you used the air tag I got you for Groomsman?
Okay. Well, yeah.
That's like a week ago.
Have you used it yet? That I got you?
Yeah, because the one that I have, one of them says the battery died, and then I bought a new battery, and it still said it had low battery, so I think it's just messed up, so I just used the one that you gave me.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's helpful.
What'd you put it on?
My
your
keys.
Wallet?
Yeah.
Matt got a nice leather
air tag like a keychain. Like similar to this.
Cute.
Similar to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
I've missed you guys.
I know. It's been so long.
I know.
Well, we talked to you last week.
We just saw you last week as Where's Waldo?
Oh, right.
Should we break the fourth wall and just explain?
Sure, we can explain.
Hot second.
Yeah.
Not that it's new, but we
today is October 26th.
We record two episodes when we record, and we're doing the Halloween one after this.
Right.
So it's going to go up before because Halloween is next week.
So we haven't recorded the Halloween episode yet.
So it's like a little discombobulating.
Well, no, but, is there blood on your pants?
No, it's paint. It's paint from when we did Adam's music video. No.
I'm looking.
No, this.
On her sister with a rope.
Yeah. Oh, no. You're Natalie Bottle.
No, this is from when we did Adam's music video. And I just can't get the paint out.
I think that's the point of paint.
I guess so, but
you look like a handyman.
But isn't acrylic paint? You can get the paint off your clothes, right?
No, I think acrylic is the
most permanent one.
Yeah, nails. Yeah,
I thought acrylic was nails.
No, it's like a plastic.
Maybe if I use nail polish remover, I can get it off my pants.
You'd need to use like acetone.
Yeah.
Like, isn't that what nail polish remover is?
Straight acetone.
Pure acetone.
But then it might burn through the jeans, no?
Yeah, probably. That'd be...
I love nail polish remover, though.
Ew. Oh. What?
Dude, like it smells so good. It's always cold.
What?
You're going to be drinking it on my strange
vacation. I would never taste it. It's just the experience I have with it. I'm always like, woo.
The experience.
Yeah.
That's so... Maybe because,
experimenting with acetone.
As a girl, like, we're more likely to go to salons more. So to me, it's like...
You gotta put like a cotton ball on it, but it's just so cold and it smells just like...
It is always cold. That's a good...
Yeah.
But don't you hate cotton balls?
I do.
But not with acetone.
Paired with acetone.
But paired with acetone, you can deal with it.
Yeah, I'm having a good little time.
Oh my God, I spilled... it was like the worst day of my life. Not really, but I have a wood table. Like wood from West Elm. Like very nice table to eat food on.
Nice.
Like it's like my dining room table.
And yeah, Carly.
I was doing my... Sorry, it's really hard for me to explain things sometimes. I think I have like something wrong with my brain. But I was doing my own nails for a while. And every time I would do it, I would like set down like towels and stuff and just make sure... I don't know what happened, but that acetone spilled over and there are just like...
Splotches
on my wood table. And then it happened again on my cement...
On a cement table?
On a cement.
Does that mean like there was then paint on it? Like it was sealed with something and then overtook the seal?
Could you sand it down and then refinish it?
I'm sure, but I'm not going
to
do all that.
That's a good way to like sabotage somebody is with nail polish remover. Yeah, just like go and pour that shit like on their car. Do you think on a car would it work? Take the paint off?
Yeah, probably.
That's such a good subreddit. Unethical life pro tips, and it's turned into like people trying to get petty revenge on people.
Yes,
like my landlord.
I think it is
petty revenge is a subreddit.
I always like that one where it says that like you move someone's furniture like an inch every time you come over, or you do it to like someone's like desk at work, and you just slowly drive a person to insanity. Love
or when you're at someone's house,
hacks.
You just take the backs of the remote, like where you put the batteries in, you just take the backs like one by one. And they're eventually like, what the fuck happened to all the backs of the remote?
That is a nightmare.
That's cool.
I would hate that.
I feel like it's not as common now with like the Apple back of TV remotes. Stuff, but like
they don't got backs.
Yeah.
The Roku one does.
I hate Roku remotes.
What?
They are. Wait, Roku, like, brilliant product. It is so great that you give people the smart TV experience.
It's also gorgeous looking.
Yeah, the UI.
That's what?
It's the best UI.
Looks
a little.
If
you're 70
no,
or 80.
No, it looks like Halloween. Like, I feel like it looks all dark and Halloween.
I do love Roku City. I love picking out all the little movie references. That's fun. Is it the most attractive, like, wallpaper?
What's better? Apple
well,
TV?
Did I say Heart. It's the most attractive wallpaper? No, I said it looks gorgeous.
Okay, but a Roku remote, I didn't ask for like some purpley, like, it looks like a kid's toy.
It does.
It's
the best remote.
It looks like Fisher Price made it, dude.
It's the most ergonomic remote. Like, it fits in your hand.
You want to talk about ergonomic remotes?
Yes, the volume and remote buttons are on the side so they don't accidentally get pressed. You have every button that you need. What else do you want? The Apple TV remote?
Just not make it perfect.
Apple TV
it...
remote is problematic.
It's so bad.
Why? It's so small.
It's small, Apple and it TV. Doesn't make any sense. There's no home button. It's just like, there's nothing's labeled on it. And then there's like
You definitely get used to it using it, but like, when I...
You like the Apple TV?
Aren't Apple TV remotes now like basically obsolete though? Like the Apple TV experience, like you can just have the Apple TV app on your smart TV. So why do you need an Apple TV?
Well, Apple TV itself is like a whole system, right?
Yeah.
Like it makes your TV a smart TV.
What do you have, Aaron?
Correct. Apple? But now smart TVs, you can get a smart TV for $200.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying everybody out there like, hey, you don't have a smart TV.
Yeah, like fucking
no, but they're so cheap.
It's way more accessible than what it was. You don't need to have that box anymore.
I did see a funny TikTok, which I believe is true, that like girls in their bedroom always just have like a tiny little TV. in their bedroom?
Like, I don't. Mine's like a 16-inch.
You have a big TV in your bedroom?
Mine's literally girls like 90 inches. Yeah.
I saw this TikTok. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, girls will have, like, a huge bedroom and, like, a great bed and like, they'll have a couch.
Like, a slumber, like, party, like, movie night. And it's just, it's like, yeah. Y'all are...
What?
It's like
I've never heard that.
Every girl I know has the tiny... It's like a 30-inch, not
and
even 30-inch.
And they don't complain about
no,
it.
No, no.
Not one day is a girl ever like, you know what? This TV is too small. A guy is like, we need a bigger TV up in here.
Yeah, I don't know. It's... I guess you guys don't go to, like, girls' bedrooms a lot, but...
Yeah, but, like, when we were younger...
Did you have a big TV?
You guys had...
Yeah, I did. Even like, yeah. Like when I still lived at home, I think I had like a 42 inch.
Try to remember y'all's TV you guys had at like your first apartment.
It was mine. Okay. It was like, I think it was a 42 or 46 inch TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's
like small.
Small is like under 32 inches.
Yeah.
Like they'll have like a 13 inch TV.
Like, well, you were doing this. So.
No, I'm serious. Like, no, this would be massive. Okay. I'm talking about like the size of a MacBook. Like, like in that episode of The Office where they invite people, or Michael invites people over to his house, and he has like that's
like,
every
Jim, you're looking at this.
Okay.
Like that's the size that like most girls have in their bedroom.
Oh, I guess
it's, you got to see the TikTok to like.
Yeah, like get the
a lot of people identified with what this person was saying, and it's just
were
I
they
think
men?
It's girls. Yes, it was men
because guys are always like, guys, it's the only thing capitalism has made easier for us is that TVs are cheap. Like, we don't have healthcare. We like
we
the roads
the
are fucked. We don't have education, but you can get a fucking sick 4K TV.
If you're going to a house and it's all girls live there, odds are they will not have that great of a TV. Yeah. And it will not be big. No way.
Because
not one of the girls is like, I'm going to go get the big TV, guys.
Yes. Yes. I don't know. Ours was big enough.
Ours was big. All my girlfriends have great sized televisions.
It was big. It was like a 46 inch TV.
Big enough.
I don't know who you guys are hanging out with.
Whatever. We didn't have TVs in our bedrooms, though.
Did you have a TV in your apartment. Bedroom as a kid?
Yes.
No.
Oh. Wait, cable access?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Actually, no, I'm not sure.
That's
when
kinda...
when I was a teen, definitely I had cable.
Yeah. I don't know about a kid.
Well, in your room?
Yeah.
Yeah. As a kid, I had like just like a VHS one.
Okay, yeah, same here, and rabbit ears too. Like I had a TV, but I could like watch American Idol upstairs.
Yeah.
But
do you have your own phone line?
No.
That was cool.
No, who are you calling? Like, are you taking business deals?
No, I remember that was my friend Rob. If somebody had their own line. Yeah. Like, oh, I don't have to deal with their parents answering.
Or like even just a phone in their room in general.
It was always that green, like, see-through one that, like, everyone had.
Or the hamburger phone, that was going to change your life.
Who ever had the hamburger phone besides Juno? I feel like Juno
had
the hamburger phone, and then it got popular.
One of my family friends, the dad, his business, he made, like, millions of dollars selling like novelty phones. So we would go to his house and he would just have all of them from China like as samples. Hot dog phone, SpongeBob phone,
see-through. Did he ever give you one?
No.
Oh, what?
Because like my parents were like, we're not having this in our house. Like this is
like
ridiculous.
Deco?
I had a Mickey phone.
The Mickey phone?
I had a Mickey phone. But it was like my grandma's and it was like an antique and we never hooked it up. We just
I didn't have my own line, but I had a friend who had his own line and it was like God, every day I would just go home from school and just call him and that's
it's like
it.
They had a cell phone at that point.
Yes, yeah. Because anytime you'd call someone, you have to talk to the mom.
Yeah. So I'm curious about pricing on that stuff. Like, was it
like
very
expensive?
Was it double the price or was it cheaper to have a side line?
I think adding an extra line probably was incremental. But like long distance, that was the big thing back then.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Remember like... minutes when you get a cell phone plan with minutes? Free nights
hurry
and weekends?
Hurry up,
yeah.
Or free nights and weekends?
Imagine having to, like... keep track of how many texts you're sending and receiving each month. If that was still a thing.
No.
Like, we had to, like, we had maybe 1,000 texts a month or 500 texts a month.
Yeah, 500 texts.
And when you go
over, honestly, they should install that back. Like, some people are a little too chatty. Calm down with the group chats.
Then you have to call. Then they'll call you.
No, only nights and weekends.
I remember you being kind of jealous of people who went over their texting. And
you were like,
being,
they have so many friends.
Yes. Like, it meant like, they've been texting a boy or whatever. I'm like, no one wants to text.
But here's the thing, and I feel like you don't have unlimited data. Like, people who today are like, ooh, I'm running out of data.
I have unlimited data.
What? Okay.
Only internationally. Verizon has a stupid like travel pass whenever you're
abroad,
you,
yeah.
You go, they only give you like a couple gigs a day, and then you gotta pay $25.
God damn. Well, it's, you pay $10 a day.
But you go over your gigs, though.
And then they slow you down.
And then they slow it down.
To like
and then,
2G oh, speeds.
Yeah. I feel like I never, what are you doing on your phone?
I don't know. Sometimes it's just, I gotta make sure that there's not some stupid app in the background running that's clogging it down.
Just watching TikTok the whole day.
Yeah, that's kind of the,
well, if you're on Wi-Fi, it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Like back at the hotel.
Yeah.
Speaking of things being cheap, I saw a TikTok. I'm sure, I feel like the you guys probably know about this already, but Sears in the early 1900s used to be able to buy a house from Sears.
Yeah. Sears Kit House.
Kit House.
I lived in one in college.
You lived in one?
I lived in a Sears Kit House. Oh, Carly, it's crazy you brought this up because I've gone down rabbit holes online.
Explain to Aaron like what they are, okay, and how so much they cost.
Wait, like when you think of a kit house, what comes to mind?
Like just like a pre-built house.
Yes, in a way. Or they give you all the materials and the plans to build the house and you build it. So it's a kit and you build the house. It was very, very common in the 30s, 40s. You're from like Boston, so I bet there's tons of Sears kit houses out there up in Ashland.
I think they also just reopened a Sears.
Yeah, but there's no houses in there.
No,
there's
no
houses in the kit
house. Well, because it went out of business,
I think it went
out
of business and now they're bringing it back.
But the houses cost, it said from, you can get them from $700 to $2,500 was like the big ass houses.
Yeah, that wouldn't make sense to me.
$2,500.
And it's like plumbing and electric?
Yeah, everything gets shipped in boxes, even like little nails and
But you
hinges.
Gotta like run your own bathroom plumbing?
Well, they
and
come out and
your
build
dad
it for
has
you.
To yell at you while he builds it the whole time. Just like, imagine? Oh God, you're like, we're building this house today.
Like, what are the instructions? Like, fucking IKEA? But
it's gotta
like,
take a couple weeks, though. It's
yeah,
not...
I saw the guy, the TikTok I saw, he still had one of the
manuals.
Yeah, manuals, like how to put it together.
And I believe a guy on TikTok is like, asking to get like funded to, so he can like build his own now, or he's going to he's
you
going
lived
to
in
build
one?
I lived in a
That's
Sears kit house
crazy.
In
how many bedrooms
college, and the way I didn't know about it, I lived in one, was because then my friend's dad came over, and he first thing right when he looked at a house, he goes, this is a Sears kit house.
Whoa.
And then he like looked up in the rafters and saw that it was like, I don't know, had the certification of Sears
like,
kit
cool.
house. But there's
could fall down any day.
Was there a second
floor? There's a hinge coming down.
Yeah, it was actually, there is a second floor, but also the house was kind of built during like Great Depression times. You know how it was like kind of common to where people would build houses that could turn into two houses just in case if the economy went bad?
Oh, I didn't
like
know
there
that.
Was a doorbell in the middle of our house, but when you went upstairs, downstairs, but they had it just in case.
Right, you turn into a duplex, so it's two families.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
Yeah, there's like some older houses that still have that like a backup plan, but Sears kit house, but there's thousands of them.
Could you tell like anything
honestly, there's more Sears kit houses than you think there are, and especially older neighborhoods. It's just a simple build home.
Yeah.
But sometimes I think there are some distinctive qualities about them that you can like sometimes have like partial brick in the front, which was like a big, like, I don't know.
I'm just picturing like it's just one big thing. You just open it.
There are 3D printing houses now, which
what
is kind of sick.
What do you think about those?
Pretty
it's kind of sick.
Would you?
I don't know what that means completely.
There's
like I understand the
it's
concept.
It's like a giant thing
machine.
And it uses concrete and just like goes and like does layers and layers of
it looks
concrete
like they made
and
out like Play-Doh kind of or like
it's
just
crazy though,
and they like
finish it
yeah
in, like,
they
a
like
day.
Leave gaps in so you can do the plumbing and the electric, and it just like basically it's like a printer that just goes like boop boop boop, does the
cool.
outside of the house, and then
you can
prep it up
a
and
whole
up.
House in one day, I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm.
But
and
it's
then
not,
you gotta add electrical windows.
It's more like the framing of the house. It's not like the roof and like printing a toilet and like a, like a kitchen counter. It's not printing all
it's
of that.
It's just like goo.
It's the skeleton of the house, but it's still kind of sick.
Insulation or is that?
Well, that's the point, is that it is insulated because it's just thick concrete.
Wow.
It's probably not perfected yet. And
what
it will
be. What affects sound in your house? Like, is everything sound like a little bit more
echoey?
Echoey or is it? Yeah.
I don't know. I don't
tons
like buying
in Austin.
Like verse version of things.
No, I don't. I didn't say buy it.
Oh,
I said we should go to one.
Oh, go to see one?
Yeah.
I wonder if anyone's even living in them yet. I feel like I always see like companies that are like, this is the future. And then they're like, have they actually built one yet?
I follow Shelby Church, and she does like a bunch of stuff like that. And I'm pretty sure she went to one in Austin.
There's like a whole
and, like,
street
maybe Joshua
in the
Tree.
Yeah. In Joshua Tree, especially, too.
Yeah. And she did like tours of them, and like there's furniture and shit inside.
Do you like tiny house living?
No.
No.
That is Just capitalism rebranded as like, oh no, it's
Curly
cute.
Does that in her bedroom.
I live in my bedroom. Yeah. I think it could be cute. I don't know if I'd want to do it, but like,
yeah,
I don't see the
I think
problem.
Anyone who is like, oh, my tiny house is a liar.
I is agree. A liar? Well, for me, every time I see those, like, I forget, like, I'm tall. Like, yeah. I'm just going to bump my head everywhere in that thing.
Or like living in a converted school bus.
Yes. Oh, which is funny. Those TikToks, they always start off like so ambitious. It's some kid who's like in between like graduating and like going to college. And he's like, I'm just going to travel. You follow up on that account like 2 months later. They're like, hey, guys, sorry me to shut the project down. Didn't realize that the bus was up to code.
I do think it is crazy how people convert vans into living. It's like, oh, shit, that actually looks really cool. But I don't think I'd want to live.
Oh, I could never do that.
Yeah.
Living in a van?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's just not enough room. But not then they're like, well, the whole world is your room. If I but like, I just want to watch a, I want to fit my 65-inch TV somewhere. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I need my 12-inch TV in it somewhere.
Shit in a bucket that just that slides under like, like in a drawer and knowing that there's just shit sitting in my van.
And then you shower like, shower with a hose outside.
Yeah. Shit where you sleep.
Yeah.
What if it's cold out?
Yeah, it's, I mean, it sucks.
Yeah, and then like you have to like convert your bed to your kitchen table. Like it's just too much.
Yeah, I don't even like making my bed in my house. Like if I have to like convert a bedroom into a kitchen every day.
And then you can't even like sit up in bed.
Sears could sell that.
No.
Yeah, you just know they're like
yeah.
Like they ain't making that bed. They're not like packing that stuff up nicely.
Every
before
day
they put
you have to
back.
Treat it like a hotel room. Like put tuck the corners in and lock it up and
I feel bad for those like families that like are nomadic families or it's like this is 12 of us and we're on the road all together.
With our three dogs. Yeah. And you're like, okay.
Those poor kids are just sleeping in like
they're just like getting the fuck
beds.
Out of here.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear about this is not a nice story, but I have been talking about it for quite some time. The girl who died from drinking the charged lemonade at Panera.
Oh, yes.
You did? Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah.
It's been making the rounds.
But I've heard some, like...
I haven't heard of this.
We've warned
some
about
conflicting
this.
Sides about it.
Well, do you want to explain for Aaron?
Yeah, about Carly, you explain it.
Okay, I have a link.
I know the charged lemonade.
Which Carly always talked about as being psychotically dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
A girl.
Well, I was always just like, holy shit.
How much caffeine is in it?
It's more than like any energy drink you could get on the market.
A girl died from drinking it.
A girl went in with a heart condition.
Okay. It says, do you want me to read the article?
Yes.
Okay. It says the Food and Drug Administration said Wednesday that it's gathering information about a death of a young woman with a heart condition who a lawsuit alleges died after she consumed a highly caffeinated lemonade from Panera Bread. Sarah Katz, 21, an Ivy League student, died in September 2022 after she drank Panera's charged lemonade, a large cup which contains more caffeine than a standard can of Red Bull and Monster energy drinks combined, according to a lawsuit her family filed this week. The lawsuit, which was first reported by NBC News, calls the beverage a dangerous energy drink and alleges that Panera failed to properly warn customers about its ingredients. In addition to caffeine, it is guarana extract, another stimulant, and the large size contains the equivalent of almost 30 teaspoonfuls of sugar.
Ooh, what was her heart condition though?
I'm trying to see.
Who is drinking a large?
But the thing is, like, I saw a picture of it, and you barely see it says charged lemonade. It just has like the big flavor, so like you don't even really know.
And this is
kind of like, oh, I want guava. You don't really even see that it says.
And this
when you're filling it up.
Yeah.
What you mean? Okay.
Yeah.
So like you fill it yourself.
I'm not positive to be honest.
Let me see a photo of
we
this.
We used, I mean, at Panera, we used to do the like. Lemonades like that, but maybe things have
how
changed.
New is the charged lemonade? Has this been
I
around
think it
for
came
years?
Out last year, maybe the year before.
Oh, well, yeah. The thing is, it's also Panera Bread, and I don't. Panera Bread's not a coffee shop, right? It's not a caffeination
well,
station.
It is a cafe. Well, they have soda. Coffees.
Okay,
they have coffees,
so people
they
are
have,
going
lattes.
In there not for like casual.
Some
like,
people
lunch.
Come in for their morning coffee.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I guess.
But, like, who's going in for a charged lemonade?
But that's the thing. Most people don't know that it is. They're just like, oh,
oh
I want
you think
the...
they just want lemonade and they get...
Well, I saw a photo of it and it's literally, like, the charged lemonade is so tiny and then it has, like, all the lemonades and all the flavors are like this. So you just think you're picking a flavor.
Are they all charged or only
no,
one of them
No, just that
is?
One.
Oh. It's, yeah. And then just charged lemonade still sounds like it's, like, safe. Like, it doesn't...
How do they get okay, that much like, caffeine in there either?
It's not like Redline. Like, Redline would, like... You remember Redline energy drink?
No.
That was the one that they had it like banned because it was like 400 milligrams of caffeine and like people were like saying who had heart conditions could die if they drank it. But at least the name Redline was like,
it's like you're dead.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So this Prime has 200 milligrams of caffeine. This is the one that's like parents are.
I think 200's like, I think a standard cup of coffee.
It's kind of standard, but the Charged Lemonade, it says, but at 390 milligrams, the Charged Lemonade has more caffeine in total than any size of the company's dark roast coffee.
But is that a large?
Yeah, Katz had bought the large cup,
okay,
which
so
is
that's
30...
way more than that then, I would assume.
Yeah.
Katz bought the large cup, which is 30 fluid ounces, according to Elizabeth Crawford.
30 ounces.
A partner, blah, blah, blah.
Who's drinking that?
The beverage dispenser listed the amount of caffeine in the drink, Crawford said, but it did not put the 390 milligrams of caffeine into context.
Ooh, yeah. So,
according to the FDA, healthy adults can safely consume up to 400 milligrams of caffeine daily.
Yeah, in a day.
In a day.
So if she had a heart condition and a cup of coffee and then went and drank this, it's game
You're
over.
You're fucked.
What's the heart condition?
It made me think I was having a heart attack. It scared me. Someone's
my heart's beating fast just thinking about this.
This podcast is sponsored by Nextivo. Sometimes in life, there's just two things that don't mix. Like me and waking up early. Oil and water. Drinking orange juice after brushing your teeth. Like, disgusting, right? Some things just don't mix. And when it comes to CBD, our bodies don't absorb CBD oil well. So when you reach for oil-based CBD products, you could be absorbing as low as 6% of what's on the label. Nextivo Naturals developed a proprietary water-soluble form of CBD clinically tested multiple times, which is proven to work faster and absorb 4 times better. So you can stay calmer or sleep better during this stressful time of year. CBD only works if it gets into your body, and only Nextivo has proven their all-natural gummies and capsules absorb 4 times better than most oil-based products. I have noticed it helps with sleeping and staying asleep or just feeling stressed or anxious. I mean, obviously that's so common, but having a CBD that actually absorbs into your body like this actually does help, and you can tell the difference. Don't waste your time with oil-based CBD that might not work. Upgrade to better natural solutions from Nextivo. Go to nextivo.com and use promo code GOOD to get 25% off. That's 25% off at nextevo.com, promo code GOOD.
I don't think it just says heart condition.
So what happened? Did she like...
I think
she probably had some people read in comments that were like, well, that's on her responsibility. She should know about her heart condition and should have paid better attention or whatever. But if the Panera did not specify about the milligram of caffeine on
the
tank,
crazy. Yeah.
You're done.
That's like the McDonald's thing with the coffee woman in the 90s.
Is that true? I heard mixed a whole things podcast about this.
I saw people talk about this. Documentary about it. It was true, but I think it was like,
McDonald's tried to make her look like a crazy lady who was just trying to sue, but it was totally McDonald's fault.
It was
because,
like, way too hot.
Yeah, their coffee was like basically at boiling temperature. The lids that they used were not secure, and they didn't indicate that it was like boiling coffee. They just said it was hot coffee to the level of like that people just thought it was regular. And she had like third degree burns that had to like had permanently scarred her for life. She had to go to the hospital and like go in the burn unit. She got severely injured, and McDonald's as like a corporation was like, let's put it in the news that this woman's doing a frivolous lawsuit and change the narrative to make it seem like she was the crazy one, but really it was McDonald's fault.
And she got millions of dollars.
It's a really good documentary.
I don't know
nice
if she got
house, Becca. Where'd you get all this money?
Definitely not a Sears house.
Yeah, I burned it.
I saw a TikTok. Are you guys like on that trend where it's like that, I think her name is Sue or something. She's like, I have a crazy story about this pesto or whatever. And then people are like, that's crazy.
Like, and sarcastic. Kind
yeah.
Of?
And then they tell their like actual crazy stories. And this girl was telling a story how she stayed over at a friend's house one night before high school, and in the morning made herself a cup of coffee, put some creamer in it, and then went to school, and then was just like absolutely insane all day. But like, she didn't really feel that. She was just like, oh my God, I'm having the best day. I love life. Like, I'm doing so great. Oh, everything God is wonderful. And then she had like soccer practice, and like at soccer practice, she was like, I could do this forever. And like, then realized she hadn't like eaten anything all day. And then when she saw her mom was like, are you on drugs? Like, you are acting so crazy right now. And then like to her mom, she was like, that's so crazy. Like, why would you even say that? Like, I don't do drugs. Like, all I had today was coffee and a banana. Like, I didn't take any drugs. And then her mom's like, okay. And she was like, why don't you give me some of that coffee that you had? And I'm going to take it to work and test it. Cause I guess she like worked in a lab or something. And so then her mom found that in the creamer, there was ecstasy, meth, and cocaine
in the creamer.
In the creamer?
The creamer.
Like, bottled by the company, or she got a batch that was spiked?
Bottled by Coffee Mate.
So then obviously she was like, what the fuck? And went
Wait,
to
what
her...
was that mix again? It sounds kind of sick.
It's called
hippie flipping.
I think it's called like G3 or something like that. That's what the girl said. It's ecstasy, meth, and cocaine. And so then she went to her friend and was like,
you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yeah, make up a batch of creamer tonight. She went to her friend, like asked her about it. And what happened was the friend's father was like dating this new woman and they got into an argument. And to try to like get back to him, she poured this solution in the creamer, not thinking anyone would drink it because the daughter doesn't drink coffee. And so then the girl just like made herself a cup of coffee because she was comfortable enough at their house. And then she wound up drinking it.
Oh,
just
my
a
God.
Teenager on all of these fucking
breaking.
Just on meth. Just a meth.
I'm not
like,
drunk.
Yeah. Like absolutely crazy.
Coffee.
Damn, she probably had the best day of her fucking life.
No, yeah, she was like, it was amazing.
Meth, cocaine, and ecstasy.
Well, she was like, I didn't sleep until 8. Like, I fell asleep at 8 a.m. the next day.
Yeah. The crash was probably really tough.
Yeah, and then her mom was like, okay, like, you stay home from school today. But I literally was just watching that with my jaw dropped.
That one...
like, I cannot even believe.
So this was a TikTok of the girl who actually experienced this that you saw?
Yeah, she was telling the story firsthand. Wait.
Sorry if I missed this part. The woman, whoever was staying at the house with the girlfriend who was on drugs, she did it. She put it in the creamer to get back at the guy.
Yeah.
Or what if she was like just such a drug addict? That was like her little morning pick me.
Yeah, maybe. No,
a little dash of cream. Like, I'm not addicted. Just a little dose to keep me going.
I'm not injecting it. I'm not smoking it. I'm just drinking it. I'm microdosing.
Yeah. Just a little taste.
Yeah. Microdosing meth, cocaine.
Yeah. Well, because she said too, like. She pours a ton, like, she likes her coffee with a lot of creamer. So she was like, I poured a lot of it in. But she also said her mom tried it. But, like, just a little bit. And she, like, didn't feel that crazy.
Damn. Mm. But also, how do you know, like, the concentration-wise? Like, what if it's all sitting at the top and you're just, you know what I mean? Like, how does that even work? You can just dump it in creamer so it makes you high?
God, that's my worst nightmare is getting...
Drugged
accidentally.
Yeah.
Oh, I was looking up illegal things because I just thought it was interesting. I found things that used to be illegal that I was like,
that are now.
I like Matt's example. It's not going to be like sneezing in a church on a Wednesday.
Like, no,
it's old, like,
yeah. Oh, it's illegal to cross a jaywalking with a kangaroo and a baby turtle. Like, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, you can't wear a feather in your hat on Memorial Day. Like, it's like, stupid. What?
Carly's like, never mind. I lost the sheet.
No. My phone's still in Mike's car. I lost it.
Can we talk about this, Carly?
What?
How do you leave your phone in my car?
2 times in a row.
Like, when you're holding it seconds before.
I think it's because there's so many other things I'm carrying. I don't think about it.
But do you just put your phone down on the seat when you leave the car?
I guess. I have no idea.
Do you have pockets?
No. I'm a girl. I don't have pockets.
Thanks for backing me up, guys. So we're all going to gang up on her for this.
Yeah, no, everyone's on my side except
okay,
you, Mike.
Okay.
Obviously, lobotomies used to be legal, which is insane.
They should bring those back, though.
I know, they really should. Marry me for a few
people. Bring back lobotomies.
Did people ever do them voluntarily?
Who's the, like, was it a
Kennedy?
Like JFK's kid?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, not one of JFK's kid, but I think his
like
sister
niece?
Or brother, one of them. Yeah.
That's no, it was awful. No, it was a girl.
Yeah, it was a girl.
A lobotomy, for those who don't know, is back in like the 40s and 50s. If someone had a problem, like if a woman was just talking too much,
literally,
they would have to like they would take a thing, shove it up your nose, and this is a little graphic, and then like. Scramble the front of your brain around
your frontal lobe.
Incredibly barbaric, and then it would just like sedate the person and make them basically
like a vegetable.
Yeah, nobody's home.
Yeah, the lights are on, but nobody's home.
Yeah,
it's awful.
Which is a crazy thing.
She's still alive, I'm pretty sure.
I think so.
Who
or
is?
She's definitely
the Kennedy woman
90s.
That got lobotomized.
What's her name?
And they also would like electrocute. Remember, they would like electroshock crazy people to try and fix them.
Let's not call them crazy people. They would do it to like gay people. They would do it to
crazy people. No.
they deemed crazy.
Yes,
electroshock therapy. But doesn't it kind of work?
I'm straight.
Cure my anxiety.
For people who are like manically depressive.
I think nowadays,
but it's not very like humane.
No, nowadays there's something called like EMDR therapy, which they like will do very, very, very light electric work in your brain. That's like extremely precise and dialed in. Back in these days, they would like strap someone to an electric chair if they like.
Yeah, it's like the bell jar.
Yeah, voted for the wrong party or something, and right? They just shocked you.
But have you seen Requiem for a Dream?
The worst movie. I can't.
That's
even...
a whole electric shock therapy scene. That's.
Oh yeah.
When the mom goes into
you
that.
You don't. That movie. I think it's
an essential watch for anybody.
I've definitely seen it, but like I don't remember the plot.
It's a good movie to watch when you're a teenager, I think, because it makes you never want to do drugs.
Yes.
Ever. Yes. It's like the best PSA on like
don't
drug
do drugs.
Addiction.
Dare.
It's the
worst. It's better than Dare.
It's like the worst. Yeah. You'll feel so sick for like days after you watch that movie. It's just a nightmare.
Don't go. Oh gosh, the scoring.
It's not like the Mad Men.
That's like what I also used to think about.
Yeah.
Like if I was a witch back in the Salem witch trial days, they would say, if you're not a witch, then we'll throw, like they would drown the witches, so they would throw them in the water, mm-hmm. and they would say, okay, if you can swim, that means that you're a witch because you don't drown, and then if you do drown, oh, well, we guess we got it wrong and you weren't a witch, so it was like a lose-lose situation.
It's kind of a dumb way to
do it. She turned me into a newt!
What?
Monty Python? He's never... Remember, he's like, she's a witch, and they like do the whole thing about...
I've never seen any Monty Python stuff.
Oh.
I watched it in school. One of our teachers just rolled the thing in one day.
We're watching
like,
Monty
we're
Python?
Watch Monty Python.
In school?
Yes.
Damn.
Did you look up the lobotomized woman?
Rosemary Kennedy.
Rosemary.
Whoa, I wonder when the last lobotomy was.
She got when she was 23. So oof, sad.
Wait, that's for what purpose?
In this country? I feel like they're still happening across the world.
You think they're still lobotomizing?
That's so weird. I was on like lobotomy TikTok last night and we're talking about it. It's like the reverse of like...
Is there like a strategic way they do it? Or are they just like shove something in
there? No,
it's like a way of like just they stir up that frontal lobe. Because your frontal lobe is basically
when
like...
When you shove up your nose?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always thought they like removed
the
whole
frontal lobe.
The last
test.
Recorded lobotomy in the United States was performed in 1967.
Oh my God.
And she it ended in the death of the person who was performed.
She's so beautiful.
Thank God.
But she was. But I'm so curious, like, how unhinged she was. They had to like, or do you think they were like, you are just an embarrassment to the Kennedys?
That's what they people think. Yeah.
But it's like, so sad because she may have also just been like autistic or something like that.
Or just,
and they
like,
just didn't know how to like deal or diagnose with somebody. And they go, just shut them up and just say that.
Just give them a lobotomy.
Yeah.
Just a little too uppity. Hey, hey, let's scramble these eggs a little bit. Yeah, that's a nightmare.
Fuck. That's so scary to think about. Sending children by parcel post used to be legal.
Come again?
Yeah, like sending them through the mail.
Sending a child through the mail?
Like Flat Stanley?
It says on January 1st, on January 1st, 1913.
Put a stamp on their forehead. Okay, we'll see you in Alabama.
I mean, not too far off. The U.S. Parcel Post Service regulations stated that packages could not weigh more than 50 pounds. On February 19th, 1914, the parents of a four-year-old mailed their daughter from Grangeville, Idaho, to her grandparents in Lewiston, Idaho, with 53 cents worth of postal stamps on her jacket. After hearing examples similar to this...
Okay, so she wasn't in a box.
The Postmaster General issued regulations against sending children by mail.
It's an easier way for the baby to get there.
Now, when you were a kid,
just trying to cheat
I guess
system.
This is also like before flights were pretty common.
She probably just rode in the seat with the postman.
I know, but I'm curious. Well, this is the photo that comes up. But
she's not in like a box.
I mean, that's insane. What? She's in a bag.
Like, do you guys accept this? Like, okay, well, just
think
let us
when
know.
When it was. Like, people, everyone was like, love
in 1914,
thy neighbor.
Yeah.
Like, they were like, oh, it's fine. Send Susie in the mail.
And, like,
she'll
half the
here.
Kids were dying anyway from, like, the cold.
Oh, she didn't make it?
Yeah.
Well, blame the postal service then.
Wait, she died?
No. I think they were just like, this is getting out of hand. But this is, like, a question, but it's, like, the same vein as that.
Yeah.
But I never had the experience. When you were a kid, did you ever fly by yourself?
No, that's so scary.
No.
Like, you know, the parents, like, give the kid, like, the little badge, the flight attendants know that the kid's traveling alone.
My parents were not divorced. I feel like that was, like, a big thing.
Like, my parents debated doing it for like us just to, like, have it as, like, an experience as a kid because it teaches you to be a little bit more
independent.
and to follow like directions.
Asian countries, like, they literally are doing that with their kids when they're
have
like
you seen
three.
That show on Netflix?
Oh, yeah. Where they make the kid go to the grocery yeah. store oh, with I love that flag little show. To see if he can like yeah. follow directions.
And like, here I am, 32, afraid to call the dentist.
Do you go to the dentist?
Yeah.
Twice a year?
Dr. Crentist. Mm-hmm.
Crentist the dentist? No mm-hmm. way, no, that's his name.
It's from the office.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Your dentist's name is Crentist?
Is Crentist?
Just make a line.
And then here's some things that used to be illegal in America, which obviously aren't now. Shopping on a Sunday used to be illegal.
Used to be illegal?
Church.
Because of God.
It's Sunday crazy laws. That you still can't buy booze on Sundays before noon.
Huh? That's not true.
At yes, some it places, is. No, like at Target, in Atlanta, we weren't allowed to till 12. Like
in Alabama.
I didn't even have alcohol at Target.
Yeah, that's a difference.
You can't buy booze on Sunday before noon, unless it's like
anywhere?
Beer.
Anywhere before noon?
Yeah, because people are supposed to be at church and you can't be drinking at
oh,
church.
On Sundays.
On Sundays, yes. In a lot of southern states.
In New Jersey, too. I remember that was like a big thing in New Jersey. If you wanted to have a party on a Sunday, you had to buy the booze the night before, or you had to wait till noon before you could buy it. So annoying.
I know. I remember I slept the night in the Atlanta airport and I was so excited about waking up and getting a Bloody Mary at Chili's. And I was like, woo! I got there early waiting for that gate to open. And they sat down and I'm like, one Bloody Mary, please. And she was like, honey, we don't serve that until afternoon.
What?
Yes.
Wait, that's still a thing?
Yep. In so many places yeah. in America.
So if I went to, would I go to those bars on Sundays?
There are bars on Sundays?
Like
maybe I think it might be like state by state.
It's definitely state by state. Or city I don't by think city. Here it's...
Are they voting on that, or is it just some politician's wife who's just like, you cannot yeah. have the local public drinking on a Sunday? Like, yeah. who is that woman that's like advocating for
like
it?
Still.
I think that was the default, and then I think over time it got less and less. Like, more and more places yeah. started opening up.
Okay, yeah, because like I'll go to a bar on a Sunday at like 10 a.m. and can drink.
I think you could drink beer, but not hard alcohol.
But it's probably state by state. No, I remember when I was working at
Boston's probably a place they were like, get the fuck out of here yeah. with that nonsense. We're
yeah,
drinking.
Yeah, they're definitely
we're drinking whiskey
all
on a
time.
Sunday morning.
Yeah.
I remember when I worked at Target, I didn't even know, but it was like 11 a.m. or something, and someone was trying to buy some hard alcohol, and I got called up to do a cashier because there were so many people, and I like scanned it, and it was like unable to scan. I was like, what the fuck? And I called the manager over, and she's like, oh yeah, we can't sell liquor before noon on Sunday. And I was like, what? Like, I didn't even know that. And I lived there.
Man.
Yeah, so I yeah. feel like it's kind of random.
Liquor before noon?
I feel like there's something.
Take a snooze.
You know, like, beer before liquor, never sicker.
Yeah. Yeah, beer before
liquor before noon.
You're going to hell soon.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. There it is. Yeah,
there
so it says Sunday Weird. Laws, which are also known as blue laws, are laws which restrict activities on Sundays for religious reasons. They have been struck down and upheld all over the country or county since the 19th century. One of these blue laws restricted people from buying or selling goods on Sundays to promote it as a day of rest. I feel like a lot of, yeah, like Mormons, I know, are not supposed to like go shopping on Sundays and like spend money at places.
I
on
love
Sundays.
A good Sunday mall.
Right? A nice Sunday.
Chick-fil-A.
But don't
not
you kind of like, you observe something where you really refuse to work on a certain day.
Well,
Shabbat.
It's a holiday.
Shabbat. Wait.
Yes. Every Shabbat, Saturday, Shabbos, Friday night, sundown to Saturday night, sundown. Orthodox religious Jews do not use lights, cook food. Go in a car, work, write, use yeah. money, anything like that.
No, I know. I know it's Shabbat, but it's interesting with you, though. Like, you really make sure that you do not work, right?
Try to, yeah.
Even avoid talking about work.
Yeah,
too.
You're not supposed to talk about business or like anything like that. Yeah.
Yeah. I've just noticed that if sometimes I like try to bring up something, you're like, hey, don't. You'll have this thing on Saturdays. It's so funny. I'm like, well, we still have to do that thing. And we got that, like,
let's talk about it in a couple hours.
Yeah. Religion aside, I like to get that.
It's a
like,
good
I
break.
Feel like the weekend, like, don't talk to me about work.
Yeah. I think that's
normal.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
No yeah. one should be able to.
Yeah.
But like, I know people who won't even like use their phone from Friday night sundown till Saturday night sundown. Like, phone is off.
Oh, God.
But it's like a good break, you know.
But I gotta see what everyone's up to.
Yeah,
it's a link up for a good time. I guess you gotta plan
Send
ahead.
Send them a parcel.
Like
parcel.
In high school, I didn't go to prom because I was on
Patricia
a Friday night and like,
parcel.
Oh yeah,
didn't go to any parties.
I read that there was like a guy who plays football, who
yes is a religious Jew and doesn't play on Friday nights. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that happens.
Huh.
in the NFL?
No, it was college.
College or high school, yeah. There's a, I mean, Jewish people are not known for being the most athletic. Like, there's
maybe he converted.
We know.
That's a joke. You ever seen the movie Airplane?
No, but I've seen half court miracle. The one about
I still
the
Disney see movie. That.
Remember that one?
Yes. Just the They're only like, one.
The generator or the electricity's gonna go out for the game. We won't be able to finish the game. Well, there's just only this much left in the generator.
Is that actually what happens in the movie?
Yes. Yeah. And they are able to make it a full.
Is that a Disney Channel movie?
Yeah. Disney Channel movie.
Okay, they go to a Jewish school. It's like a Jewish school.
Basketball team. That. Yeah. I gotta watch that.
Yeah.
Have you watched the new Adam Sandler one yet?
No, I want to.
So cute.
Where he's like, we're Jews. We don't get days off. Yeah.
And those are the only two.
Yeah. First of all, you need to see the movie Airplane. Everyone here
it's
does.
It's a funny one, right?
It's so funny.
I feel like don't call me Shirley. It.
Yeah, exactly. And there's the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is flying the airplane. But there's one scene that I think about a lot.
Kareem.
And this woman's like, do you have any light reading? And she goes, here's this leaflet on Jewish sports athletes. And it's like one person on it. Because there's just no.
That's very funny.
Do you have anything light to read? Yeah, here's a pamphlet on Jewish sports athletes, and it's one person on it.
Is it actually Kareem?
It is. But in the movie, he's like saying it's not. They're like, I know you. You're Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He's like, no, it's not. No, I'm not.
That's funny.
It's a good movie. It's a good movie.
It's a good movie.
Okay, Carly. Sorry. Continue.
Oh, it's okay. Getting your fortune told used to be illegal.
Oh, that tracks.
Several states used to have bans on fortune telling. In Nebraska. A case went to the court of appeals in which a man was charged with running an illegal fortune telling business. The law was overturned after he argued it violated the First Amendment, but the law is still present in states such as Pennsylvania.
Fascinating.
It's right? Got to be like a religious thing.
Or no, but or it also dictates people feel like they get scammed. Because they feel like they get scammed. They're like, they said that this thing was going to happen and it didn't happen. I want my money back.
Is there anything you guys feel like should be illegal, but it's not?
Guns.
It's fascinating. Well, yeah.
See, I don't feel that way.
That guns should be illegal?
Here we go. I mean, I think that there should definitely be a limit to like what kind of gun you can get. But I think that if you want it for home safety, right that's now. Fine.
Yeah. I think that too. But I think
it's just a free for all right now. You need a license to drive a car, but nothing to
100%.
You need an ID to fly
in
a plane.
We were in Alabama, could have bought one.
I think like at this point, it's like they're not limiting it, so literally just take them away.
Well, I just like Chris Rock's like thing where he's like, make a bullet more expensive.
Oh yeah, $5,000. Make the guns free, but the bullets cost $5,000.
He's like, I'd kill you if I could afford it.
That's actually not.
Although
that's
I
true.
Think like for home invasions, like just buy a paintball gun. Like it's gonna do
a paintball gun.
Just because when you buy a gun, I think the rate of like accidental gun death in your home goes up by like 90% or something.
100%. The amount of kids that are like dying because they find their parents.
But if you just
weapons.
And the intrusive hell thoughts of just knowing that there's a gun in the drawer down there, it's like the shit in a bucket. Disgusted by the thought that like there's a gun in there, and it's like I know I'm not gonna use it if worst case scenario I have to do it to defend myself.
Just get a paintball gun and shoot someone
but
with a paintball
there are,
gun.
Like people that are literally like, I hope someone comes into my house so I can shoot.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, there's
and
a
it's
lot.
It's like,
of,
what?
Yeah,
it's and
they get so excited to like use it.
It's like, are you sure that you should have one?
They should be lobotomized.
The laws here are so interesting too, because I know if somebody breaks in and you shoot them, like you are still going to jail for homicide unless they're faced a certain way. Like if you shoot them and they find out that they were facing away from you, you will go to jail.
Unless you're in California.
In California.
In Florida, it doesn't. They could look at you wrong and it's stand your ground.
Yeah, totally. But it's like.
You're just in a target.
Some people just think like, oh, I'll just shoot someone. Yeah. But it's like, no, you can't because.
Yeah.
Dancing to the national anthem used to be illegal.
Ooh.
Another one. Like,
just grinding.
Just like, oh, say, can you see? Lock them up. Lock them up.
Putting your own spin on the national anthem was illegal. Oh,
burr.
Would have been in jail.
Oh, yeah. What years was this?
But before kneeling. 2015. It says.
But these are not, that's probably not enforced.
Maybe these are
in
like
some
stupid
places.
Ones. I don't really know. Buying mini liquor bottles.
Like nips?
Yeah. Despite the fact
shooters?
That. Shooters? Yeah, I call them shooters.
Nips?
Yeah.
Nips?
It's an East Coast
nips.
Thing.
Like that's a little.
Yeah, like an airplane bottle.
A nip.
Wow. Is that one shot or is it two?
I think it's
one shot, one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted.
Is it only 1 ounce?
I don't know.
I feel like they're more than 1 ounce.
When they teach you, like,
you're probably right.
They teach you, like, alcohol consumption or whatever, they always use that as the diagram to show, like, what
one shot standard is one beer is one glass of wine.
And it's always a shooter. Yeah.
Unless you drink an IPA, then it's double.
Ugh.
Pinball. You don't like IPAs?
No, they're nasty.
Whoa. We can turn you on to some good ones.
I don't.
I feel like
we come to IPA night. Just a real loose bunch.
An IPA
I don't like them at all. Like, I'd rather drink Bud Light.
But it's better. Okay, I'm with you. Yeah. 100%. 100%. There's times where, like, Bud Light is perfect. But IPA, you need, like, you're in the mood for a beer, but you want to have a slower beer. Like, because Bud Light, I'll drink all like down a half. Fast.
Like, I like Hefeweizen.
You can sit on a Bud Light?
Oh, no.
No, exactly.
Yeah, but then I'll get, like, a nice beer. But I can't, I don't like the, like,
the little, like,
poppy. It's,
did I ever tell you guys that I started the Beer Appreciation Society in college senior year?
B-A-S?
You did?
I did. I was the founding member of the Rutgers Beer Appreciation Society. It was a club.
What did you do?
It was a club, and we were looking for, like, ways to, like, pad our resume with, like, credits and, like, extracurriculars.
Oh, yeah.
So a couple of friends were like, let's just see if we can get away with this. And it took us 2 years, because, like, junior year is when we, like, started the application process.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it was very difficult.
Well, you had to, like, submit it.
We wanted to be an official, like, in the school, like...
Oh.
Because we wanted them to pay for everything. And that's when you start a club.
They pay for alcohol?
Yeah. Well, it's a crazy thing. It was like no one's ever done it before. To try and get your school to pay for you to drink beer was like, we like loved the challenge of that.
and you did it.
Yeah. We had to like write papers and we had to like get a sponsor for like a teacher that would be there. And then we ended up hiring like a beer sommelier to do like a test run.
Damn.
And it was fucking sick. We ended up actually succeeding. So we did it our senior year and I like had it on my resume. I got to write like an essay about it. But we had this beer sommelier, some like, you know, nerdy guy.
It was
like exactly the type of person you would think of. But he brought like an IPA, like an American lager, a foreign
style,
lager,
yeah,
a domestic, imported, whatever. And we actually learned like a ton about beer. I don't remember much anymore, but it was quite a thrill to be able to like.
Yeah, that's cool in college.
Can we do a beer episode?
A beer episode.
We just talk about beer? So many different types of beers, and we all try them and be like, "This is good, sure. This is bad." Toss it out. Go to the next
party bus.
Man, it's 10 o'clock in the morning.
I know, not now. Nice. But
we can
just
do it on a Sunday.
It's actually 11, so it's 5 o'clock tomorrow.
Let's see how many sins we can commit in one episode.
Yeah. No, I love beer.
A sinning episode?
We gamble.
We have a prostitute on. We gamble. What were you saying? Oh, I thought you were going to say, beer. What was your favorite? What's your favorite sin?
Sin?
Yeah.
Of the seven?
Yeah, or just any of them. What's your favorite?
Stealing.
What's your favorite naughty thing to do?
What is it? Lust? And
should we look up all the sins?
Yeah, what are the seven deadly sins?
Have you ever seen the movie Seven?
Yes.
So good.
You know what I love about that movie? How rainy it is.
It's such a good movie.
Whenever. Like,
Carly, you should watch that.
What movie?
Have
Seven.
Have you ever seen Seven?
I don't know.
You'll love it.
Brad Pitt, Morgan Freeman, Gwyneth Paltrow. I don't want to say the other person who's in it.
It's really, really good.
You've never seen Seven?
I don't.
David Fincher.
I don't know who that is.
No, that's not a Carly movie.
Yeah, yes,
it
she is. Would like it.
Carly's Seven? Into that kind of stuff now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now.
Movies.
Oh, Carly, just turn down the lights, pop on Seven, and just enjoy the ride.
And then I'll be like, what's TikTok up to? And open TikTok.
No, you should put your phone in like a box.
No, no, no. Put your phone in the other room. That's the way to watch a movie. Because then your instinct is, like last night I watched The Shining for the second time.
Ooh, your eyes.
I was trying to think of what movie. I've been watching a lot of movies. But I put my phone in my bedroom just so I wouldn't have to.
Wow.
What?
Have you been letterboxing?
No.
Buddy, join it. Guys, follow me on Letterboxd. Matt
R.
King. Occasionally, I would love the following. I'm going to start writing better reviews too. But yeah.
Well, here are the seven deadly sins. If anyone's
gluttony.
Pick a favorite. Yeah.
Sloth.
Yep.
Love. Envy.
Lust, not love.
Envy?
Yes.
Wrath.
Yep. Two more.
Greed.
And
one more.
You gotta watch Seven.
Pride.
Okay, so hold on. Lust, gluttony, pride, sloth, wrath. greed and envy.
What's sloth?
Sloth's like just being lazy and slow.
Have a schedule. Don't
Carly's favorite sin.
That's definitely my
sloth.
Yeah, that's my biggest one.
Be diligent. Have a schedule. Don't let your life revolve around resting.
I don't
resting.
Know what mine is.
What's your favorite one to do?
I guess sloth. That like sloth, like, yeah, I guess you enjoy it very
what
much, but sometimes
wrath,
I don't feel
greed.
Like it's to a point
well,
of
not wrath.
Not wrath, not greed, not envy. Pride.
But you know what? It's like,
be
okay,
humble.
I'm the fucking man.
You need God and
are
others.
You living, it seems like almost like the seven deadly sins are like states of sinning and not really like a true act of it. Like, or I guess, I'm just trying to think of like, oh, so if you're envious one time, that's the sin? Or like,
I think it's just a sin to be envious.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Don't
like
covet
greed
thy neighbor's
is like you
wife.
Just like want more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you'll do anything to.
What's the difference between jealous and envy? Envy, you want what the person has because you think you deserve it.
I think
we've
talked about
jealous.
I think
envy's
too.
Like the good one.
Envy's like
the good one.
Oh, I yeah. wish I had what that person had, but good for them. But yeah. Jealousy is like, fuck that person. I'm like,
because
it's more
I feel like
I deserve it.
Okay.
Yeah. I think.
I think so too.
I was thinking of that movie Envy with like, remember Ben Stiller and Jack Black?
Vaporize.
The poo disappears.
I feel
where
like
does
that movie
the shit go?
I feel like that movie doesn't exist.
Yeah, that's like a weird DVD. Like,
do you guys know this movie?
No.
What movie?
It's called Envy with Jack Black and Ben Stiller.
No.
They're next door neighbors, they're best friends. Jack Black's like his kooky best friend who's like, hey man, I have an idea for a business. It's called Vaporize. It'll make poop disappear. You just spray it on dog poop.
Vaporize.
It makes dog poop disappear. And Ben Stiller's like, this is a real stupid idea, man. He's like, well, okay, well, you're going to miss out, dude. I just feel like this is a great idea. And this idea ends up working, and his best friend lives across the street, and he starts having all the success, and he's like,
oh,
I didn't
fuck.
Do it.
It's kind of like the Cable Guy. You ever seen the Cable Guy?
Yeah.
It's similar in like vibe where it's like, what the fuck is going on
just
here?
Just like real kooky.
Yeah, yeah. And weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess like all of them are bad except for sloth.
Sloth. I mean, I could see that being bad though.
Lust isn't bad.
Lust? Yeah.
Wait,
it
I
is.
Feel like there's one that yeah. I don't recognize.
Who cares?
Well, wrath. Okay, wrath is what just like
anger
like harm. Yeah.
Being an angry son
and
of a
I
bitch.
Don't want to be any
what
of those
was the
things.
Other ones, Carly? Sorry.
No, it's okay. I just need to figure out
sloth
where the
just being
is.
Gluttony is eating a lot, right?
Oh, I like
or
that.
Is that
one.
Indulging in like
I think it's like a lot. Like,
any
just
yeah,
not
any pleasure, food
yeah.
or
gluttony, be moderate. Exercise regularly, avoid excess in eating and drinking.
Well, what if I do that, but I like doing both.
Well, then you're a sinner, Carly. Or
lust
Aaron, and you're going
is
to
sex, or like you're lusting after
it
somebody.
Says lust,
yeah.
Be pure, guard your heart, give yourself a project, exercise when you're bored. It, yeah, unrestrained sexual craving.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Bad.
Sloth is laziness, lack of effort.
Got
wrath
it.
Is uncontrolled feelings of hatred and anger.
Maybe I'll do gluttony.
What's gluttony? To overindulge, especially by overeating.
Yeah.
That pride, inflated sense of one's accomplishments, whatever. Who cares?
What about lying?
lying would probably, I don't know. You'd think.
I bet it falls
no,
under,
you're allowed
like,
to do that.
Pride. Well,
that's fine.
Pride is like you think you're so high, like, you think so high of yourself you can get away by lying.
Where are these sins from? Is this from a book?
The Bible.
The Bible, Mike.
It's not
something you should read.
Is that?
The Ten Commandments are in the
I don't think the seven deadly sins are from.
Did you do the
from
connection yesterday?
Yes, I got it. Perfect.
So yesterday. Did I.
Perfect.
I got 0 out of 10 today.
But it's funny because when I did it, I got the 12 days of Christmas one second. And I was like, how the fuck did Mike get this?
Oh, that was my last one.
Same.
It's my second one.
Oh.
I got the hardest one. I got the hardest two first.
That's a great feeling.
Which I didn't
yeah.
know. Mike had
you
to tell
which
me.
Which one drove me nuts was bra parts.
Oh, yes.
It was like cup, wire,
clasp
strap,
or something.
Clasp, and I was like,
I don't think I did
what
that
the
one.
Fuck
yeah.
are these? And I was like, let's
that's
see
like
what
context
it is.
Was so, or not context though. Connections is so like.
If you work at the New York Times and you happen to watch the show, and
give
you,
us more.
Let us
give
be
us
able to play
games.
Previous games.
Please.
What?
Oh, sure.
What?
I would just love for us to come out and hang out and like collab. I would love New York Times Games Office. We would love to come out to New York City, yeah. meet the Connections
I wish we
crew.
Could play one game like on here.
How fun would it be to go
I've
in
been
the
to
office?
The, have you been to the New York Times building before? I've been
no.
to the New York Times building a few
the
times.
Three
it's
of
cool.
Us.
Everyone tweet
put
out
more.
I know.
Let's collab.
Let's collab with the New York Times.
I emailed them when they're like, do you have any feedback that you want to? And I think I told everyone in our group chat, like,
yeah,
can everyone email
more.
Them? Let us play. previous games of connections and see the past ones.
I think the reason why they don't want to do it is because they just want to see what it becomes. It establishes the hype to play the game.
Spelling Bee for years, they didn't let you play past games, and now you can go back and play previous Spelling Bees.
Correct. They're just using that model again.
I hate Spelling Bee.
It's so annoying.
Oh, Spelling Bee took
I'm
take
like, I'll
too
never
long.
Finish this. Like, yeah. Yeah. Like it gives me anxiety.
I went in
I
yesterday
it.
After like months of not doing it, and I got Genius, and I... If,
on Spelling Bee?
What does that
do
mean?
Do you ever finish? Like, is there like...
There's Queen Bee where you get every single word.
Yeah, like, is there an end to Spelling Bee?
Just to get a Genius, you're done.
Genius, and then there's Queen Bee, which is every single word that could possibly happen.
It takes too long throughout my day, and it keeps my brain like a little too squirrely. Like,
right.
I'm always thinking about the words, and even I'll get Genius, and I'm still thinking about the words.
Right, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I kind of wish... I was thinking about this yesterday when I was doing it, that instead of the Spelling Bee being in a circle, I wish they were in a row.
I do too.
And that way I could just like shuffle them.
Mm-hmm.
And
you can still shuffle.
But I don't like that it's in a circle. Like, I'd rather it just be written out
I
as
think
text.
That's good. I disagree, Mike.
Okay.
I disagree.
You what? Okay, when you say collab with the New York Times, what are you
he
looking
just wants
for
to
here?
Go there. And just, see the offices.
And just like do a selfie at like the connections team.
I want to meet the team of people who are like, okay, we're working on the connections for next week. What do you guys think about this? Do you guys think this is a good one?
Fun.
Like, just I wanna go in and tell the people they're doing a great job. I want to give some high fives, shake some hands, see what they do, tell them how much I appreciate it, and hopefully
maybe Will Shorts pops in. Hey guys, what are you working on over
dude,
here?
Dude, if I met Will Shorts.
Do you know what he looks like?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
If you lined up five guys, I could pick out Will Shorts.
The people who do the Wordle were on Watch What Happens Live like 2 weeks ago.
The ones who like created it?
Made the money?
The ones who are like at the New York Times, oh, wow. Like who work on it.
Oh, cool.
That seems like an easy one. Let's just pick a word.
Do you think they spend all day working on one puzzle and then they're like, all right, let's go home. Let's
no,
work
I feel like they probably
have them all in the bank.
I assume it's like AI like doing all these games.
They're doing it.
No, right? I think no. They're New York it. Times, there's an element of a human brain in there. It's one that a AI and a computer couldn't
could
even think.
Never
dude,
do.
The crossword
they'll
today.
They'll never take our job.
Thursday?
I need to show you. I have such a stride on it, but I need you to see
okay, we
what
do
I'm
at lunch.
Seeing. Because it's so cool.
I did about half of Wednesday. It was cool. That it was like all about drummers. So they had like Meg White
yes,
and John Bonham.
What's his name?
Oh. John Bonham.
Son of a bitch.
John Bonham.
I think the only one I got, I tried doing it and it was like blank queen. And I said, yas queen.
Yeah. I actually didn't get that one until like way into it.
Oh, like that was really, thing. Yeah, that was like on Monday or was
no,
it?
No, that was Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday?
Yeah.
Did you
queen.
Get the drum roll?
Yes, yes.
All that says drum and a
are
roll.
Are you talking about the regular?
Regular yeah. cross. Dude, when I saw this yesterday, but remember when I posted my 6 minute Monday? I got a Monday crossword in 6 minutes.
I guess.
Posted
which I
on my
believe,
Instagram.
But, I'll let you have it.
Unbelievable.
Well, you won't believe this.
Carly responded and goes, me doing a mini.
I always want to text Matt like my times when they're long because it's so embarrassing.
That's 6 minute mini.
I either get it in like 50
you
seconds
tweet
or like
that
8 minutes.
And you reply to that. Like, oh, me doing that a mini. That would be such a good like.
I know.
That's
I know.
A good. That was really. Carly is so funny.
Oh, I know. It's so funny. One other one I thought was like interesting, maybe personally, because like my dad was collected pinball machines and like that's his whole life. But I did not know this. Pinball used to be illegal during World War for like a funny reason. During World War II, the New York government deemed pinball as a money stealing game that was taking focus away from fighting the war overseas. The game was banned in 1942.
I thought it was going to be like a PTSD.
Yeah. Yo, like, people,
no, there's like
people were bored back then.
Right.
Yeah. Like, oh, what is this?
No, they were like, we want to be more bored.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They wanted them to be more bored so they'd go and fight in World War II.
Yeah. And they said more than 2,000 pinball machines were confiscated. It wasn't until 1972 that the California Supreme Court ruled that the popular game was a skill-based game, not gambling, and the law was overturned. Also, Sunday football used to be illegal.
Are there recordings of Church. These, like hearings of probably. Someone going, hi, sir, it's me from, you know...
The 4th District.
Yeah, the 4th District of Apple Valley, Ohio. Yeah, this whole thing of pinball these days is getting out of hand.
Being a communist.
I just want to hear that like person make that argument.
Yeah.
Oh my God, government employees doing crosswords used to be illegal.
They'd get too smart.
They would obsess about it too much. I kind of get that.
I don't know. It says in 1989's ethics... Oh, 1989, Taylor's version.
Okay, epic guys. Reform.
It comes out this week. Shut the fuck up. Tomorrow. Barred government tonight. Employees from accepting money for speeches or events. The law was oddly broad, however, and banned them from acts including writing crossword puzzles or teaching dance for pay. The Supreme Court updated the law in 1995.
We'll know by now, obviously, when this is out, but people are theorizing Harry's going to be on the album.
Yeah.
Harry Styles will be on Taylor Swift's new album.
Mm-hmm. Even though it doesn't say featuring Harry Styles on the things.
Yeah. The Swifties are going feral on the talk.
Like the F. They think the F is the same F that Harry writes.
Yeah. They think it's four different artists. Like Lord, Harry, Phoebe Bridgers.
And then on one song?
Oh, no, this is the Aquamarine thing where I think it's the handwriting of four different people.
Selena Gomez.
Oh my gosh.
But I keep seeing like alternating, like people are like, no, this is Maddie Healy's handwriting. People are saying like, it's Lord handwriting.
We'll find out tonight.
I know.
Wait, it's coming out tonight?
At 9 p.m., baby. This is recorded early.
What are you guys doing?
Sitting and listening.
You'll have like a party?
No, we don't really do that. I like doing it alone. I love listening to Taylor's albums alone. I mean, these ones not so much because they're just like re-recordings.
You know what I hate?
What?
Or I get a real big ick or cringe from, but then I love sometimes when it's actually perfect looking back on, are people who like videotape them listening to an album.
Oh.
Where they're like, oh my gosh. She said that?
Yeah.
I would feel
like I had to like ham it up.
If it's one person, I like watching it if it's one person. But when it's like the three, four friends and they're all trying to like outdo one another.
And then I'm like, listen to the lyrics.
Yeah, who's enjoying it?
How can you hear?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like I get a real big ick.
The invisible audience.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's going to be kind of exciting. Damn, now I'm kind of stoked for the new Taylor album.
I'm excited for the.
Wait, 1989. What do we got? What tracks do we got?
Wildest Dreams.
I knew you were trouble.
No. Oh, yeah. Oh. No, it's not that.
No, Wildest Dreams.
Shake It Off.
Blank Space. Oh, this is when you guys had just moved to LA. Yep. It's 1989. So I got a lot of fond memories of 1989. Bad Blood?
No.
Oh?
I don't remember. I'm a bad Swiftie.
Is it? 1989.
We would play the Bad Blood music video in y'all's apartment.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's so good to think about the bad side to you and I.
But then there's also Vault Tracks, so songs she wrote during that era that never came out, which is like the best part of the re-recording.
But then are those tracks re-recorded or
those are new?
I'm saying from the Vault Tracks, like are these tracks that she recorded back in that era?
Correct.
So that's like you're hearing like a younger version of Taylor.
No,
she re-recorded it.
Have you not been keeping up with
the... No, I'm saying for the Vault Tracks, I feel like it would be cool to hear, like if she re-recorded an album from when she was 15, the Vault Tracks would still be the recordings of when she was 15, so you can like hear...
She might not have ever recorded them.
That's the thing. Oh, she never even recorded them.
She, like, maybe some of them, maybe she didn't.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. I thought they were like recordings that didn't make it to the album, and they were just like, well, we never released it, so now we can.
Mm-hmm.
Like Radiohead, that was like a big thing that they put out stuff from like the 90s because his voice has changed over the years.
Yeah.
And they put out like new 90s Radiohead and everyone was like, this is so nice to hear a new whatever. Doesn't matter. I'll see myself out.
All I have a funny TikTok for us to do.
Ooh, okay.
To do?
Wait, just you and me later on. It deals with Radiohead.
Fine.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, girls don't know Radiohead.
Yeah, we're too dumb.
I don't think you guys
it's like
would
art
get,
rock and like weird time signatures and you just wouldn't get it. It's like it's a little too smart for you, if I'm being honest.
You're right. I hate Thom Yorke.
First of all, it's Thom.
It's the idea for the TikTok.
I saw him DJ at the Roosevelt Hotel.
That's sick.
It was pretty good.
Was it?
Yeah.
I feel like he would be a weird guy to go see DJ. Like, it's just bleeps and bloops.
He was so weird.
Bleeps and
bloops.
Thom Yorke.
Oh.
Who's Thom Yorke, Matt? Who it is?
The lead singer of Radiohead.
Okay.
Radiohead, Love Creep. I don't know. Everything else, I'm like...
Matt doesn't like anything with guitars in it. He goes, not till sundown.
Wait, you don't even like Radiohead?
He
doesn't like music and guitars.
I don't like drums in the morning.
What?
Oh, yeah.
He's just like,
what did you listen to on the way here?
The Joe Rogan podcast.
Okay, folks.
It was with Reggie Watts.
Oh, I love Reggie Watts.
I watched that one and I was like, this guy annoys me.
Oh, Reggie Watts?
Annoys me, yes. I can't explain it. We listened to it actually on the way to your wedding.
Reggie Watts.
On the way to
annoys
Birmingham.
You?
We listened to Blink 182 the whole way here.
Oh, the new album?
Mm-hmm. That's good? Very drummy. Very drummy.
I was liking it, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I love that for you.
Reggie Watts, I don't know. Like, he seems like a cool dude, but I was like, okay, get it.
Like, comedy and like his music before?
No.
Oh, no. Yeah.
You should see his TED Talk.
Oh, okay.
Remember that one?
It's really good.
And about poco.
Should we have lunch?
Yeah, let's go have lunch.
Do it.
All right, we'll see you next week, everybody.
Bye, guys. Thanks for listening and watching. Bye.